Be a regular meeting of the Lake Butler City Commission. Today's date is February 16th, 2021. It's 6:15 p.m. Commissioner Redmond?
Here.
Commissioner Spiegel?
Here.
Commissioner Beasley?
Here.
Myself, Jack Schenck, I'm here. City manager?
Yes, sir.
And city attorney?
Here.
I'd like to show that Commissioner Simmons is absent. If you would, please stand for the pledge and open the prayer. Commissioner Redmond?
Lord, our rock and redeemer, thank you that you are perfectly faithful. You never forget, never fail, and never take back a promise. As we meet, may we give thanks to you with our whole hearts as we recount all of your wonderful blessings, family, friends, neighbors, communities, countries, and the world. Bless this meeting tonight, all those present. Ready us to make every moment count. We seek your clarity and your peace in all decisions. Father, we pray for our frontline providers and caregivers, strengthen them, guide them, and protect them in their daily living. Praying always for those who are in need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
General format.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda format.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? On recognition by the mayor, any person may address the commission on any subject not included on the agenda. Speakers are requested to give their name and address to the recording clerk for the record and come forward to the commission table when speaking. Please be as brief as possible and limit your remarks to 4 minutes. Additional time may be granted by the commission if necessary. No official action can be taken, but direction may be given to staff. Okay. Consent agenda.
I make a motion, if there's no discussion or anything, I make a motion that will approve the consent agenda, including and act upon with one motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, item number two, the financial report for January 2021.
So what's being presented for approval is the financial statements or the unaudited financial reporting from October through January 31st, 2021. The meter project is almost fully installed. I think there may have a few commercial meters at this point, but they're close, if not all of the commercials installed. Service line replacements, they've started working on this week. And that is probably one of the more tedious and difficult tasks of the project, but it's underway. Got a good team working on it. And the way they're choosing those is when they were installing the meters, they determined the quality of the pipe, and that will be what their basis for where to start and what to replace. So as a result for the concerns from parents and the school system, a new sidewalk has been put in place over by Vehicle Cemetery or on the west side of the football field. Mm-hmm. It runs from Vehicle Cemetery all the way to State Road 121 and helps ensure the safe walking path for students traveling to and from the Middlelands High Schools. So one business, Sassy Sisters, closed down, but soon after this past week, we had a couple come in and they applied for an occupational license to open a Cuban cafe. So we're excited about that. Another little, they're planning to sell coffee, authentic coffee and pastries and sandwiches. So we're actively trying to attract new businesses and just trying to increase the tax base and welcome new businesses wherever we can. Do you have any questions? Have you had a chance to look over the financials?
No questions here.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve the financial reporting for the period of October 1st, 2020 through January 31st, 2021.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Item number 3 is the budget calendar.
Mr. Mayor, the budget calendar is before you, just for you to see and review and look at it. It starts in January with putting together a capital budget, costs and cash flows, and then it goes to the capital improvement budget, which was approved tonight. We'll talk about the pay scale later, and performance evaluations begin. And it all concludes with hearings in August and final adoption in September. It happens systematically. It doesn't just sort of pop up there.
And that's for information only, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Item number 4, personnel policy.
Personnel policy is before you. The two things that are really in personnel policy is that we added a section on pandemic leave. So in case we continue to have this pandemic thing and it won't go away, we've at least got something in our personnel policy to cover that. The other thing is the minimum wage is being projected to go to $15 an hour by September 30, 2026. Right now we're at about $10 an hour, I think it's $10.50. And the pay plan is going up to about $11 an hour so that we can start getting closer to the 15 by 2026. So those are the two big ones, and with that increase, it spirals some of the other ones up as well.
I have a few questions. Sure. Okay, on the leave.
Yes.
On their pay stub, I know that normally it shows what they have every month, correct?
Supposed
to. Okay. I mean, I don't get it on mine, so I'm just basically.
Well, yeah, there's not enough room on here.
Okay, sure. And then, I guess my question is, by December the 31st, if you have more than 30 days, right, you lose, let's say, if I had...
For vacation?
Well, you're right. If I had 40 days, I don't know, but if I had 40 days, then I would lose 10 of those days, right?
That's exactly
okay.
Right.
No
accumulation.
Are they, right, other than, yeah, are they made aware of this to make sure that
they sign this every year.
Okay.
Sign it, so they've read it.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't remember it, that's...
Okay, yeah, I'm just asking. And then on the grievance procedure, now I understand the chain of command. That's not my question or problem, but when the grievance process, and once they go through the chain of command, and then I think you do is the end. What would the commissioner, if we have a grievance, do we ever get a report, a written report?
No.
Will we ever?
No.
Do?
Okay. It's between me and the employees.
Okay.
You charge me to handle the employees, and that's what I do. If you ask, I can give you a summary of it. I'm not going to give you the details.
Okay.
That wouldn't be fair to the employee.
Okay, I guess my concern is, let's say that the employee doesn't agree with the final decision.
Yeah, they can disagree and then tell me that. And if that's sufficient disagreement, then I can come to you all.
Okay.
But it would be me coming to you.
And the reason why I'm, because it really wasn't, and I understand, you know, the chain of command, I don't have a problem with it. It's just that I want to make sure that if there is, because I don't want nothing to blow up in our face, and we don't know nothing about it. Okay. That was my concern. Okay.
Good question.
That's all I have on that. Everything else looks good on it to me.
Any other discussion?
I'll make a motion to approve the proposed 2021 through 2022 personnel policy.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And number five, legislative appropriations discussion.
This is the one that I briefly talked about in the public hearing that we're talking about potentially replacing the water tank. It's over 80 years old. It'll cost about $750,000 to replace. And appropriations request is $495,000. We've heard from some of that, and they've said that it looks positive, but they can say that until they get to the vote. It already has a House bill, House Bill 3693. Mm-hmm. And all of it was inspected by a third party, Suez. Mm-hmm. And that's all there is, just for information. So,
okay.
So you're aware that that's out there.
If the money say we're smiled on and the legislature appropriates the money, how far down the road in terms of months or years would we be looking at having to come up with the balance, whatever the balance might be?
We're probably talking 3 years.
2 years.
It'll take that long to design it, mm-hmm. put it into practice, and our contribution will come on the tail end.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we've got time to, if it passes in this legislative session, mm-hmm. then we've got plenty of time to go ahead and start figuring out how we're going to pay for it. Mm-hmm. Any other discussion? Item number six, resolution number 2021-01, adopting a local mitigation strategy.
This is a strategy for Union County as a whole, and we're part of that. And so Union County has approved the mitigation strategy from their side of it. Mm-hmm. We need to approve it, and then each of the other cities inside Union County also are being asked to approve it. It opens up FEMA reimbursements in case of a major loss of some sort. So this will take council commission action.
Okay. So this is a resolution, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So any other discussion? I make a motion that we approve resolution 2021-01, adopting a local mitigation by title only.
Resolution number 2021-01, a resolution of the City of Lake Butler, Florida, adopting the local mitigation strategy.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance number 2021-01, annexation of land.
We were given some land, and it's just on the edge of the city, and so we want to voluntarily annex our new property into the city.
If anybody isn't aware where it's located at, it's at the intersection of Southwest 12th Avenue and Southwest 6th Street. There's a sliver of land, triangular shape, that runs between the old track bed and 121 west of 12th Avenue. I looked at it, if I remember right, it's a couple acres. It's it'd probably be really good because of the shape of the land. Mm-hmm. It's odd, but it looks like it'd be a really good place for some kind of a business because it's running north to south. It's a couple of hundred feet, but then it's several hundred feet long.
Is it a corner lot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a corner lot. It's a corner lot at the corner of Southwest 12th Avenue and 6th Street, Southwest 6th Street, running west from 12th Avenue along the right of way of 6th Street. 120.
Is that Warren's property?
Yes. It's right down from, yes.
It is the Warren property. Mm-hmm. Correct. He donated it.
It'd be a good place for a business.
He's a property man.
Did he sell it or donate it?
He donated it. He's not coming back. Yeah. He said he wouldn't come back.
And the only thing that I would mention in reference to the commercial designation, mm-hmm. we do have to bring this property in after, if this is approved, we have to bring it into our comprehensive plan. So ultimately, we could go ahead and zone it commercial if that's what the commission wanted to do. And we directed the county council to proceed in that direction. So just so you're aware of it.
We've submitted application to the planning council. Now this has to be approved first, but.
Right.
Yes, for obvious reasons, we're requesting zoning for commercial use for this. And the intent is also to go ahead and do the spray field at the same time. Hmm. So that will be, you'll see that on your agenda next month.
Mm-hmm. That's all looking at the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But she's right. So first you do the annexation, then you do all the rest of that stuff.
And motion? I made a motion. Okay, we have a motion to approve the first reading of ordinance number 2021-01. To be read by title only. Mm-hmm.
Ordinance number 2021-01. An ordinance of the City of Lake Butler, Florida, pursuant to petition number ANX21-01, relating to voluntary annexation, making findings, annexing to and including within the boundaries of the City of Lake Butler, Florida, certain real property located in Union County, Florida, which is reasonably compact and contiguous to the boundaries of the City of Lake Butler, Florida, providing severability, repealing all ordinances in conflict, and providing an effective date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Drag boat races.
So, Mayor, the drag boat races are scheduled for April 10th down Lake Butler. You got to start planning and promoting that. Several hundred people are going to be coming here, but the big question overhanging it all is COVID. You still want to proceed with that, and David's been doing a great job in communicating with the organizers and other communities. And apparently other communities are active up in the public.
Yes, this past weekend, Steinhatchee held their Fiddler Fry Festival. Like every other event last year, it was postponed due to COVID, but they went ahead with it this year and planned spacing for the vendors and advise, you know, just remind people to social distance and wear masks. Mm-hmm. The Bradford County Strawberry Festival is taking place this year after being postponed. They've scheduled it for March 27th and 28th. In lieu of having it in downtown Stark, they're holding it at the fairgrounds to have more space. And again, they'll be advising people in attendance to practice social distance and using masks. Being the outdoor events, it seems that areas are going that way instead of having an indoor event or in a congested area, they're spreading it out more.
Okay, I guess my only concern is if we say wear masks and we got some people that don't comply, are we going to have a problem with that?
And as far as I'm concerned, We're all adults.
I know, I mean, right, I understand, I'm just bringing this up.
Well, the county doesn't have any ordinances or guidelines regarding that. The city doesn't. My thinking of it, about it was, the people that want to wear a mask do, or can, they've got the cautions about the social distancing. And then two, hopefully by April, the more people that choose to do it, like I did, can get inoculated. And so I'm hoping, like everybody else, that we'll start seeing some recovery from all this.
I think April is a good time too, I mean, a good time.
Yeah, and vaccination locations are expanding, like with the state of Florida, Walmart, Publix, Winn-Dixie stores are now offering the vaccines as well to get it more widespread. It's taking shape, being more organized.
And unlike last time they ran, we've got enough water now. They'll have quite a bit of water under their tails, so they won't be stirring up so much mud. That creek's running deep now. So what we need to do, I guess, then is decide whether or not we want to move forward and go ahead and schedule the races.
We're going to sign the contract and we're going to go forward with the race.
Okay.
The fee we paid last year is still good. Because we had cancer.
Okay.
Somebody needs to make a motion whether they want to do it or not.
You need to make a motion? Mm-hmm. Okay, I make a motion that we move with the drag boat race as of April the 10th and authorize the city manager and the mayor to execute it and keep going.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Well, this will also coincide with your thought process of July 4th, because that's coming down to quite a bit after this.
Yeah. I know, yeah, I mean, I looked at the news tonight, and I know they're hoping by then that they will have a good percent of the country immunized, so we won't have to worry about stuff like that. So.
Yeah, and since there's some that's electing not to,
well, maybe a good
sense.
Yeah,
yeah.
What'd you
say,
woman?
Not me,
I'm
going
to get three shots. Okay, item number 9, development of a strategic plan.
Mr. Mayor, we have got in the works a strategic plan, if you approve, looking at a 5-year issue where it outlines the collective vision of the community, and we can look at what we want to do and how we're going to get there with some goals and objectives. And we have a $5,000 grant from Enterprise Florida.
Mm-hmm.
They've agreed to fund a strategic plan. Dr. Robert E. Lee, who is the president of a very prestigious group, is going to agree to host it for us. And it'll be a 1-day event that you all are hopefully going to be able to come. The contract is for $3,000 for Dr. Lee, and then $2,000 for Florida State University to write it all up and take care of it.
And then doing that through that process, will they be handing the community or the commission or anybody to come to give them some idea of where we'd like to go?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking about doing it at the community center and having 5 or 6 round tables and a commissioner at each one, and then a lot of discussion within that. And probably have Cody, as he's looking at the ceiling, talk about his projects and things he's doing, and Sarah, some of her stuff. That way the commission and the community can see that, find out what they want to do and what perspective they want to give. Right now you have a strategic plan in the budget, which is what we have to have. But it was one that we designed, the administrative staff designed, and you all approved. This is an entirely different thing, so much better. It's the beginning steps of, towards a master plan, if we want to walk down that path too.
Any motion regarding the strategic plan?
Motion? I'll make a motion to approve the proposal from Local Government Advisors, Inc. to facilitate a strategic planning process for the City of Lake Butler.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, City Manager's Report.
You have the City Manager's Report. You've had a chance to look at it. The big issue is if you look at the pictures on it, October we started tearing down buildings for McDonald's, and in February we're eating french fries and hamburgers. We have early traffic jams in Lake Butler. Who would have thought Lake Butler would have traffic jams? Mm-hmm. We also talk about the strategic plan, water meters, and the
I don't think DOT anticipated the popularity of McDonald's. Received the letter from the Indian County High School Army Junior ROTC thanking us for the use of our American and state flags. And, y'all may or may not have seen the article in the paper about the Oldsmar, Florida water treatment plant being hacked. There's a good side, and there's a good side to Lake Butler and its current water and sewer system. It cannot be hacked because it is Stone Age. It is not wired in to the internet in any fashion. So we dodged that bullet. The only thing we might have to do is do a little improving on our physical security. And I think Mr. Douglas is working toward that. But in the future, hopefully 5-6 years down the road, while we'll have the convenience of being able to look at our cell phone and see how the lift stations are operating and how the water supply is doing, it'll be an advantage. But then we'll also have to make sure that our IT people stay on top of the hackers. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Spiegel?
The only thing I have is now that the boat race is approved, you and the city manager send the contract over to Southern Outlaw. I'll reach out to my contact, Jay Jackson, and advise that we'll get an event page created and a flyer. And if you guys still have the list of the sponsors that donated last year, we'll create something up to thank them for their donation.
If we still have the money. We may have to give them back.
I think some of them.
Some of them had asked.
Some of them. Yes, yeah.
Mine's Stevens. And
yes.
We're still in there. We said to hold on to it.
Except for Stephen. Stephen requested his back. We'll discuss it.
He asked, but you had said that it was going to be carried over, so he said that was fine.
Thank you.
And that's all I've got.
Mr. Commissioner Beasley?
I don't have anything, Mayor.
Commissioner Redmond?
Just the farm share last week, we missed some of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So we were a little short of volunteers, but it was okay. Everything that came was pretty much already packed and ready to be given out. We did 325 families. The next one will be March 13th. And I was looking, if we're going to do the boat race, that's the second Saturday. I'm just there. I'm going to contact Ms. Jackson and see if we can move it to a different...
Good idea.
Mm-hmm. So that's the second.
You don't want that?
No, we don't want that.
And don't forget the third Saturday is when the mobile vet comes and sets up.
What is it?
Yeah, but she starts at what, 10 o'clock?
9.
9
to noon.
Okay.
Where we do the drive-thru, that's where she sets up her mobile. Just to let you know.
Okay.
If you try to set a different date.
We may have to tell them not to have it that month. We'll see.
Oh, you'll be popular then.
Move her to another location.
Who?
The vet lady. Vet lady.
Well, by now, nine or 10 times, we're pretty much done.
We'll figure it out.
Like 9 a.m. in the morning.
Okay, so now.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, that's it for me.
Okay.
Mr. Cody has something.
Mr. Manis, I apologize for running right there.
Oh, you're fine. I don't have anything additional, but thank you anyway.
Hey, one thing y'all may want to start thinking about is parking for boats. With all the rain.
Yeah, that's
going to be slow. I know April's a little ways away, but that lot is going to be probably a mud hole.
Well, since you're intimately familiar with the city, you can get together with us and help us figure that out.
I will do that for you.
I think the last time did we not like have some areas and
there was a little up front, but I think a lot of people stayed right there by the water. The boaters really enjoyed that.
And blocked Third Street because they won't let the boaters get in and out to drop their boats. That was a big issue. People going back and forth on Third just watching was causing a problem.
You may want to talk about what's going to happen with Rotary and where those crosses are going to be.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember them talking about 100.
FDOT's got it, is approved.
Yeah, they approved it. So it's got to be curb and gutter roadway. So 100, they said, was really not efficient, especially that side of town and by the hospital. Also no curb over there, so we have to move it to 100. I'm at the 121 for the room and, you know, to stay compliant with the permitting.
Where does it start?
It starts at the red lot at 100 and 121, and it goes all the way down to 9th, right by the elementary school. That last sidewalk road. So we had to go in between the two down 121.
You might explain what it is. It's just people here that don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so it's for Veterans Day. They're going to do, a sponsorship, would you call it, for a cross. You can get a name on it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be probably around 3 foot tall cross mm-hmm. with a flag behind it that's going to be put up. You know, I want to say it's about 2 weeks. So we have the dates and everything. I don't actually have them with me, but... It's really nice. A lot of communities and counties around us are actually doing it. I talked to a guy last week from Lake City that's trying to do it over there.
Okay.
High school shop class is making the crosses.
Yep. Nancy
Griffiths.
Mm-hmm.
She's heading up all the making the crosses and everything. We're going to be the ones, you know, putting them out or helping them put out since we're the ones on the permit. But hopefully it goes real good.
Yeah, McClendon did. It looks very nice.
Yeah, yeah. McClendon was the one that looks really nice. Williston, I think, does it over there. There's starting to be more and more counties that are putting it out.
It's very different. It's very...
Yeah.
It may not continue to be different, but it was pretty different.
Yeah, it was.
We got two veterans at this table, so their names will be on those crosses.
If I remember correctly, The cross is $40 for 2 years.
For two events.
For two events, yeah. And for any veterans living or deceased.
Oh, okay.
I think they're going to be up 2 weeks also.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
I don't have anything. So we need.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? I didn't do too bad. I'm skipping.